equals war. As U.S. troops inch out of Iraq and Afghanistan, the American political system, one fueled by the megabucks of the defense industries, tosses out trial balloons for a new adventure, Iran. As if the monstrous military disasters of Afghanistan and Iraq weren't enough, the American media machine is cranking up the propaganda for a new war, one which will make the other two seem like child's play. It is precisely because American forces are in decline in Iraq and Afghanistan that Iran rises as a potential adversary for troop withdrawals from those countries, makes them an available resource for the Pentagon and planners in the White House. And even if the U.S. doesn't take a direct role, it can play a supportive role by utilizing its primary proxy in the region, Israel. The Washington consensus is that Iran is in violation of IAEA rules governing nuclear power. But the sheer hypocrisy of the U.S. as the world's largest nuclear power, not to mention the only nation to have actually used such weapons twice, and Israel itself a nuclear power, albeit an undeclared one, is breathtaking. Iran has a stronger case to support self-defense than the U.S. has for offense. For the U.S. and the Brits remove Iran's democratically elected president, Mohammad Mossadegh, and impose the dictatorship of the Shah. The Shah, the darling of the West, was a tyrant and torturer-in-chief during his long decades on the Peacock Throne, while he and his secret police, Savak, rained pain on the Iranian people. The West, including the White House, sang his praises. And as if that wasn't enough, the U.S. armed and aided Iraq under Saddam Hussein when it waged a horrible war against Iran called the War of the Cities, where nearly a million people lost their lives. And then the Americans used those very arms sales to claim it had weapons of mass destruction, the pretext for the war and carnage that has left Iraq as the basket case of the Middle East. And now Iran, the boogeyman of the hour, and more disaster to come. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.